making the case for independence as the First Minister, Alex Salmond, and making the case for the Union as the leader of Better Together, Alistair Darling. Please welcome them.
My case this evening is simple. No one, absolutely no one, will do a better job of running Scotland than the people who live and work in Scotland. On the 18th of September, we have the opportunity of a lifetime. We should seize it with both hands.
There are times that, for the love of our family and the love of our country, it's sometimes best to say no, not because we can't, but simply because it is not the best thing to do. Now, in 6 weeks' time, we will make the biggest decision that we've ever made here in Scotland. And remember this, if we decide to leave, there is no going back. There's no second chance.
We have had this declaration today from the leaders of the UK parties. There will definitely be more powers accruing to Scotland. Give me two powers that will definitely accrue.
Both tax and increased power over
Which
housing
tax?
Benefit. Over income tax.
All of it?
Income tax, the power to... There's two things happening. There is power already coming, where you've got power on income tax, and on top of that, there will have additional... I want you to do something that would be really difficult. I want you to contemplate for just 1 minute the fact you might be wrong. What is plan B? What is plan B? If you don't get a currency union, what is it we're going to have instead? Please tell us, we need to know.
I'm going to do even more, something more difficult than contemplating I'm wrong. I'm contemplating that you were right last year when you said it was logical and desirable.
Why does the No campaign call itself Project Fear?
It doesn't. We make a very strong positive case for staying part of the United Kingdom.
Independence will make us more susceptible to attacks from outer space, Alistair. Is that true?
For goodness sake. Well, if we're going to have a barroom chat and a series of jokes, then, you know, I think we could really do a lot better than that.
That was Philip Hammond.
The lady just down here, yeah?
Hi. What is your plan B, C, D, E, or whatever it may be? I think to the people of Scotland, we need more than it will be all right
on
the night.
OK, let's take from the chap just there. Yes, sir.
They're saying no to the pound, we can't have the pound. This will all change and has to change in the event of a yes vote.
I don't want to see our children's future gambled away. I want to have the best way of both worlds. That is the best way of ensuring we have opportunity and security, not just for our generation, but for the generations to come.
So voting yes is a vote for ambition over fear. It tells the world that Scotland is an equal nation which carries itself with confidence and belief. This is our moment. Let's take it.
From everyone here in the Athenaeum Theatre, goodbye.